Hey, and welcome back, beautiful guys, to the best podcast ever. We are your hosts. My name is Mariam.
Hi, I'm Laureen.
I'm Melissa.
And my name is Roshdan, and today's topic is the movie I.O.
So, today we are going to talk about the movie I.U. In I.U., Sam Walton, a young scientist, remains on Earth to conduct experiments and find a way for humans to survive in a toxic environment. She lives alone in an isolated research facility. Mika, a wanderer, crosses paths with Sam and tries to convince her to leave Earth and join the remaining survivors on a colony located on one of Jupiter's moons, IU. Throughout the movie, Sam and Mika form a connection and explore their differing beliefs about humanity's survival as they encounter various challenges and obstacles they face, a crucial decision that could alter their fates. So guys, here's some interesting facts about the movie IU. The title IU refers to one of Jupiter's moons, which serves as the potential new home for the survivors of the Earth's apocalypse. It is known for its volcanic activity and harsh conditions. The movie was directed by Jonathan Halpert and written by Clay Jager, Charles Spano and Will Bisanta. So, now the least but not the less important fact about IU. IU takes a more introspective approach to the post-apocalyptic genre, focusing on the emotional and philosophical aspects of survival rather than action-packed sequences. To be honest to you guys, I really like the movie, the whole atmosphere, the isolation you feel with the character Sam. She never knew life before IU, but she still, however, lives in peace after all what happened on Earth and never had interpersonal relationships except with her parents.
So when I watched the movie, I didn't really quite understand in which kind of world this movie was taking place in. So I kind of want to elaborate and explain it to you guys because it was very difficult for me. So I would say that the story takes place in a post-apocalyptic world almost. So the Earth atmosphere has become so toxic that its base, or Earth in general, has become so uninhabitable. People basically started just randomly dying. They started suffocating in the middle of the streets, and this just happened in a matter of days, even though scientists did warn them beforehand. Earth had become a dangerous place, basically, for everyone. So not only for humans, but for animals as well. So most people fled to Io. Io is like basically the moon of Jupiter. I mean, there are still people on Earth, and Sam, who's the main character, is actually one of them. And that's what mainly the movie is about. So while we're still talking about the movie, did someone else also notice the utopian and dystopian elements of the movie? Because I personally felt like there were more dystopian elements than utopian elements. For example, a utopian element that I found with hardship basically was there's no exploitation or private property. I think that's one of the utopian elements because, you know, people can't claim any properties anymore because Earth has become so dangerous that people are fleeing from Earth rather than trying to claim it. Dystopian elements that I've basically found in the movie were dehumanization. So due to certain areas being uninhabitable, for example, the wake zone, and traveling almost being impossible, there's a loss of interpersonal relationships, and that's basically what you see in the whole movie. Sam is the only person that lives in her near area. She's very alone, and the only person she actually communicates to is Elon, and that's someone she has never met and basically lives on the other side of the Earth. I think another element of the movie, and is actually probably also the most obvious one, is the bad living qualities and destruction there. Because the Earth atmosphere has become so dangerous, there are zones called wake zones. It's basically like there's just toxicity in the air that can just basically kill people. Like, there were so many motives that just contributed to the dystopian elements. Like, do you guys agree?
Yeah, I agree. When Mika arrived at Sam's place and was eating food that Sam brought to him, they exchanged their knowledge about how the world is now. Specifically, when Sam asks Mika if there are still animals in the sea and if he has ever seen a swan. Mika then replies that there are no animals left in the sea. and the only time he saw a swan was when he was a child. This contributes to the dystopian element of how the living qualities are so bad that animals are extinct.
Yeah, and there was another scene as well where Micah explained how there was like a shortage of food, so he couldn't even feed his sick wife anymore, and she died in a matter of days, and the food only would have lasted for a couple of days as well. So hunger is also a dystopian element that I would contribute to it. Those were the most important, I would say, elements of dystopia and utopia. And Loreen, can you actually tell us a little bit more about the characters?
Now I will do a short character analysis of the main characters, and I'll tell my opinion if I think they are likable or not, of the dynamic or round characters. And I'll begin with Sam. Sam Walden is a young scientist portrayed by Margaret Qualley. She has dedicated her life to finding a way to survive on Earth despite a toxic environment. Sam lives alone in an isolated research facility where she conducts experiments to prove that life can still exist on the planet. Her character is determined, intelligent, driven by her passion for science and the possibility of saving humanity. In my opinion, Sam is a dynamic character as she goes through a personal journey of self-discovery and re-evaluates her beliefs as the events unfold. She questions her motivations and confronts her own fears. I think that adds depth to her character. Now I will tell something about Micah. Micah is not a survivor in the post-apocalyptic world, and he is played by Anthony Mackie. He is a wanderer who roams the desolate earth, searching a way to leave the planet and reach a colony located on one of the Jupiter moons, called Io. Micah represents a different perspective from Sam's. He believes that humanity's survival lies in abandoning the earth and seeking refuge elsewhere. Micah is initially skeptical of Sam's research and tries to convince her to leave with him. However, as the story progresses, he forms a connection with Sam. I think Micah is also a dynamic character who evolves and learns from his experiences. I think for the likability, it's subjective and can vary from viewer to viewer. Both Sam and Micah have their flaws and struggles that makes them relatable, but it depends on the viewer. Some viewers might find them likable due to their resilience, intelligence, and emotional growth they undergo. However, others might find them less likable if they don't connect with their choices or personalities. So it depends, it's completely subjective. In my opinion, they are relatable and also likable. In terms of character development, Sam and Micah experience significant changes throughout the film. They start with their own convictions and beliefs, but gradually open to new possibilities and ideas. I think this makes them rounded characters who are not stagnant but evolve over the course of the story. So I think both have a huge character development.
Do you guys remember if there was like a surprising plot twist?
In the movie I.O. there is a plot twist that occurs towards the end of the film. Throughout the movie, the audience is led to believe that the only hope for humanity's survival lies in leaving Earth and reaching the colony on Io, one of Jupiter's moons. Sam Walden and Micah, the main characters, are determined to find a way to reach the last shuttle that would transport survivors to Io. Ultimately, the plot twist in Io serves a turning point for the characters, prompting them to find meaning in their existence on Earth rather than seeking refuge elsewhere.
So, I would recommend the movie IU to individuals who enjoy tough, provoking science fiction films with a focus on character development and philosophical themes. Science fiction enthusiasts, those interested in environmental themes.
Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed and understand our views and perspectives of the movie IO. It was a long talk, but hopefully still enjoyable. We will see each other next episode. Bye.